sales agent and broker responsibilities. Agent responsibilities to brokers, fiduciary duties, and broker responsibilities to sales agents. Introduction. An independent contractor agreement is an employment agreement between the broker and the sales agent. As such, both parties must uphold specific obligations and responsibilities. Agents' responsibilities to their brokers. Fiduciary duties. A sales agent's general agency relationship with their broker means that they owe fiduciary duties to all of their broker's clients. These duties include obedience, loyalty, disclosure, confidentiality, accounting, and reasonable care, commonly referred to as OLDCAR. Sales agents are also responsible to their sponsoring brokers and must uphold the terms of their employment agreements. The term sales agent can be somewhat misleading. The broker is the actual agent of the client, that is, the buyer, seller, landlord, or tenant. Listing agreements and buyer/tenant representation agreements create a special agency relationship between the broker and the client. As the client's agent, the broker owes them the minimum fiduciary duties and responsibilities of O, obedience, L, loyalty, D, disclosure, C, confidentiality, A, accounting, R, reasonable care, OLDCAR. The sales agent is the agent of the broker and, as such, owes the same fiduciary duties to all of the brokerage's clients. Suppose a sales agent takes a listing agreement with a seller, and another sales agent at the same brokerage signs a buyer's representation agreement with a buyer who wants to purchase the seller's house. In that case, both sales agents owe both clients the same fiduciary duties. Additional sales agent responsibilities. Sales agents also owe the following responsibilities to their sponsoring brokers. Agents must. 1. Work exclusively with their sponsoring brokers. An independent contractor agreement is an exclusive agreement with the sponsoring broker, obligating agents to perform brokerage services exclusively for the sponsoring broker. If they wish to enter into any other agreements, for example, a property management agreement with a client, they must do so with the broker's full knowledge and written consent. Agents may only work with one broker at a time. However, brokers can sponsor as many agents as they wish. 2. Maintain their real estate licenses. Agents must have active real estate sales agent licenses or broker licenses to practice real estate. They must take the required hours of continuing education, CE, to maintain a current license status. Brokers can also require their sponsored agents to become members of trade associations, like the National Association of Realtors, and any of its local chapters. Agents are responsible for paying their dues and maintaining an active status while under contract with the broker. 3. Comply with all state laws and code of ethics. Sales agents must comply with the laws of their licensing bodies. Licensed sales agents and brokers must follow the Texas Real Estate License Act and the TREC rules in Texas. Agents who are members of trade associations must also comply with their codes of conduct and ethics. 4. Use their best efforts to solicit listings and prospects for the brokerage and provide brokerage services to clients. As representatives of the brokerage, agents are responsible for bringing in business and for providing brokerage services to prospects. Agents solicit listings and procure buyers by marketing their brokerage services to the public. Once they sign an employment agreement with a client, they are responsible for marketing properties, providing advice and opinions, negotiating deals, and guiding clients through the transaction. 5. Maintain confidentiality of all brokerage files. Agents must create and maintain files according to state laws and brokerage policy. All brokerage files are confidential and must be kept that way forever, unless required by law or court order. 6. Comply with all contracts. Sales agents must comply with all contracts they take in the broker's name. For example, if an agent accepts money from a client, the agent must promptly deposit the check or funds into the broker's trust account or deliver them to the escrow agent as directed in the contract. Agents may not deposit client funds into their personal or business accounts. 7. Follow all brokerage policies and procedures. Brokers must maintain written brokerage policies and procedures their sponsored sales agents must follow. Agents must comply with all policies related to office conduct and safety procedures. Brokers can dictate the agency relationships they will allow in their brokerage. Some brokerages may only allow seller agency, meaning that agents cannot enter into buyer representation agreements while under the broker's sponsorship. Brokers can also require agents to follow a social media policy when marketing brokerage services or advertising properties listed in the broker's name. Brokers' responsibilities to their sales agents. Broker liability. As an agent's principal, the broker is liable for all the agent's actions. This relationship places a tremendous responsibility on the broker, as they must oversee all the activities of the firm's sponsored sales agents. The broker must ensure that all activities are handled legally and ethically, within the law, and that their agents comply with the Texas Real Estate License Act and the TREC rules at all times. The best way for the broker to accomplish this is to sponsor conscientious, well-trained individuals. The broker is responsible for the following types of activities on the part of sponsored license holders: bullet compliance with fair housing laws, bullet compliance with advertising regulations, bullet use of promulgated forms, bullet compliance with regulations for disclosure, bullet compliance with all aspects of the Texas Real Estate License Act. The broker would not be responsible for the following types of activities on the part of sponsored license holders: bullet timely renewal of a license, bullet completion of continuing education requirements, bullet adequate opportunities for generating income, bullet company car, health insurance, vacation, or disability benefits. Summary of the relationship. In conclusion, the relationship between a sales agent and their broker is a fiduciary relationship. Agents have the authority to represent their brokers in brokerage services agreements. Both parties have responsibilities and duties to each other to maintain the relationship. Agents can be independent contractors or employees of their brokers. Agents who are independent contractors sign an agreement with their broker that establishes the scope of the agent's authority. Brokers are responsible for the actions of their sponsored agents and must supervise their activities. Brokers must ensure that their sales agents comply with all legal and ethical standards as brokerage representatives.